One of the last few dairy farmers to serve in the Vermont legislature has died. David Ainsworth passed away last Friday at 64 years old. The South Royalton Republican served as a member of the House for several terms between 2007 and 2018. He was also a town moderator. John Gregg, news editor of the Valley News, wrote a remembrance of Ainsworth, and he joins me now. Hi, John.
Hi, Henry.
So can you tell me, what was David Ainsworth like as a person and as a politician?
He was a stout, balding man with a big, bushy beard. Used to wear clothes with suspenders and looked like a dairy farmer. He could be gruff to people who might not have known him, but as one legislator told me, you know, underneath he had really a heart of gold, and he cared very much about farm issues. He served on the House Agriculture Committee for two terms and was an important voice there because there were very few, as you said, there were very few working dairy farmers left in Montpelier.
Yeah. And yeah, so there aren't many dairy farmers in the Vermont legislature now. He was a fifth generation dairy farmer. So how did he manage to do both his work in the legislature when he was serving and the work to run his dairy farm?
He would commute back and forth from Royalton to Montpelier. The money that he got as a legislator, I know, sometimes helped pay for a farmhand, but also his wife Peggy, it was active on the farm and remains there on the farm as well. You know, an interesting thing is David developed some real health problems, especially in 2016. They relied more extensively on the farmhand. And last year, for instance, the Central Vermont Tractor Club, a bunch of guys showed up with tractors and tilled about 25 acres of his cornfields, which was sort of a signal of the unity and the regard that people, you know, had in the White River Valley for David.
Yeah. And so, as I mentioned, Ainsworth was a Republican. He eked out a very close victory in 2016, winning by just two votes. Is that right?
He won by just two votes in 2016. That involved a recount. But what makes that particularly interesting is he had lost his seat in 2010 by one vote to Sarah Buxton, who was a Tunbridge Democrat. And then so David defeated her in 2016. His health problems kicked in. He was in the hospital or rehab centers for at least 3 months. He did try to participate on conference calls and things like that. He did make some votes, but that was definitely a real factor. And he lost his seat in 2018 to Tunbridge Democrat John O'Brien.
As we mentioned, he was a dairy farmer, a fifth-generation dairy farmer. There aren't so many lawmakers anymore that are representative of that part of Vermont culture. Did he represent a type of lawmaker that's not really as much a part of the legislature as it maybe once was?
I think that's some of it. Carolyn Partridge, the chair of the Agriculture Committee and a Democrat who really enjoyed serving with David, you know, made the point that there are a number of people who come from more urban areas who don't understand what farm life is all about. Ainsworth was someone who could get up there and talk about, okay, here are issues that farmers are dealing with when it comes to water quality, or, you know, the complicated issues when dairy prices fall. And those are things that, you know, he knew from having lived that sort of life. You know, an interesting thing, especially we're talking about these close votes in his district. So he represented Tunbridge and Royalton, a Windsor Orange district. These are two old farm towns, which, like a lot of the Upper Valley, over the years have become more and more progressive. But people knew David from his work as a farmer, his work as a legislator. And as you said, you know, he was town moderator for 25 years.
John Gregg is the news editor of the Valley News. We've been remembering former state representative David Ainsworth, who passed away last Friday at age 64. John, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Henry.